Yoel Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Devar Hashem Asher HaYoel Yoel Ben Pesuel. The word of Hashem which came to Yoel, the son of Pesuel. So who is the Navi Yoel? So Rashi brings down several different traditions of who Yoel may have been, but we don't really know exactly when he was a Navi and to whom he was speaking. Was it Malchus Yehuda? Was it Malchus Yisrael? So the three different general views, the Gemara in Tainus brings down that Yoel was a Navi in the time of the Achav dynasty, the Yehoram ben Achav, king of Yisrael. So he was up in the north. Elisha had prophesied in Sefer Malachim that there was going to be a famine in Eretz Yisrael that would last for 7 years. And we're about to hear most of the Sefer about a plague of locusts that, according to that understanding, comes during the famine. There's droughts, there's four species of locusts. A second opinion is that he was the son of Shmuel Hanavi, because we know that Shmuel Hanavi, way back when, had a son named Yoel. And some of the Chazal say that this is Shmuel Hanavi, and his name Pesuel was because he was Mefateh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He placated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tefillos. A third opinion puts him in the time of King Menashe of Yehuda, not exactly at the end of the dynasty, but very close. And so he's a Navi Yoel, who's a contemporary of Nachum and Habakkuk. But in Sefer Yoel, because there's no mention of the kings under whom he prophesied, it's very up in the air and it's unknown. But we do know that most of the Sefer is concerned with the plague of locusts that is over the horizon. Pasuk Beis, Shimu Zos Hazakenim. Hear this, elders. And it's interesting that we who live in a time where we love to shout about democracy and equality of everyone and rule coming up from the people, dating back to Marx's ideas of the proletariat taking control. But in Nach, we always go straight to the leaders who are the role models, who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, who set the tone. And the Zakenim are supposed to be the ones who act in such a way that we're going to try to emulate and that we're going to follow. So first, the Zakenim. Hear it. Bahazinu kol yoshvei ha'aretz. And ha'azinu, bend your ozen, bend your ear. Pay attention, all of you inhabitants of the land. So first the leaders, then all of the regular people. Hehoysa hazos bimeichem, v'im bimeavoseichem. Has this ever come about in your days or the days of your forefathers? Gimel aleha livnechem saperu, and you're going to tell your children about this. Uvenechem livnehem, and your children will tell their children. Uvenechem lador dar acher, and their children to yet another generation. So all of these generations are going to talk about a catastrophe that's completely unprecedented, that you've never had before. What is this that's so unprecedented? What has never happened? Dalad yeser ha-gozom ochal ha-arben. Here it is. It's a plague of locusts like you've never seen before. Now, we know there was the Makkah of Arba in Mitzrayim. And all of the Chazal uniformly say that the Makkah of Arba was one particular kind of locust, the Arba locust. But this plague is going to be four different kinds. And each one is going to destroy that which was left from the previous one. So what the gozom left over, and gozam means a locust that kind of shears down the grain as it is growing. So like Rishis Hagez, when you shear the sheep, the top layer. And whatever the gozam leaves over, achal ha'arba, the arba is then going to consume. What is arba? So Radak also says Arba is from Rav or Rabba, to increase. It's the increasing locust. It's the one that has the highest number of bugs in it. And Yeser HaArba, Ochal HaYelek. And what the Arba leaves over, the Yelek locust is going to devour. What is the Yelek? So Likeka, to lick, to nibble. It's the nibbling locust. Lakak. It's a phrase used by Behemos every so often. I think also by a dog, when it kind of laps up. So that's the nibbling locust. That's going to come. V'yesar ha'yelek ochal hechosil. And whatever the nibbling locust leaves over is going to be devoured by the finishing locust, the chasil, chasal sidur pesach. The end, the finish. The plants are completely destroyed and nothing is left over. And the consequences of a biological, ecological disaster like this are going to be terrible for the people. So that's what's coming. All defined in one pasuk. A four locust plague that's going to come, some say one right after another, some say one year after another. So each time you try to get ready for the harvest, so year one is going to be the gazam, year two is going to be the arbe, year three is going to be the yelek, and year four is going to be the chasil. Hey, hakitsu shikorim uvachu. And this is a very interesting thing. Rather than to say innocent people should weep, people who need to feed their children should weep, we say, wake up you drunkards, people who are shikr, and weep and cry. You have been in your days, in your drunken stupor. But once the locust eats all the grapes, there's nothing for you to get drunk on anymore. The Heilu kol shose yayin. Wail, all of you wine drinkers. Al osis ki nechras mi pichem. Over the strong wine, the asis, wine that was tread or crushed, the grapes, because it has been cut off from your mouth. Now, most of the Chazal interpret all of this as being, as I said, an ecological disaster. The Abarbanel takes it in a completely different direction, and he says, the four plagues of locusts are four nations, the four types of galus that happen to Klal Yisrael. And so this is the eternal kingdoms and fate of Klal Yisrael. Land of Israel, the Gazam is Bavel, whose king is tremendously powerful and has no guzma. He sounds like an exaggeration, but there's nobody like him. Or he cuts off all the nations. Arba, the many, are Parasumodai, the kingdom of Persia, which had a multitude of people, including all of the nations. The Yelek are the people of Greece who lap with their tongues like dogs, in terms of, I guess, how they drink, how they consume food. And Chasil, the finishing locust, is the Roman Empire, which destroys the second Beis HaMikdash, and that finishes us off, essentially, in Eretz Yisrael. Till today, but we still are on a fairly tentative basis there of thinking that we're going to be some kind of eternal nation at the moment. 76 years of constant attacks and war don't leave you feeling very secure. So this may be one ecological disaster, or it may be the national destiny that is to come. But either way, it's very negative. And according to those who say that Yoel is from Yehuda, he is prophesying to even Yehuda that they're next. After Yisrael is destroyed, Yehuda is going to get what's coming to it as well. And it's going to be like a natural disaster, so massive that there's no defense, there's no iron dome against locusts, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do to bring yourself back easily after they destroy everything we have.